Namo Buddhaya, Venerable Ajahn. Sometimes my mind feels lost and confused. In that moment, I feel I need support. In those moments, I often recollect the devas and chant Guan Yin's name. Is it okay to rely on the devas and bodhisattvas and seek their protection and guidance in the moments of danger and confusion? If yes, how can I cultivate a stronger connection with the devas and the bodhisattvas? Thank you.
So the act of recollecting the goodness of good qualities of devas who have goodness, that these devas, they have these two qualities. So the quality of hiri and otapa. So this wise and skillful fear and shame of wrongdoing. So we can also recite the mantras, the meditation words of bodhisattvas as well. So Guan Yin, for example. And when we're doing that, the meaning of that is that we're thinking about Guan Yin's great compassion to help all beings. So we are cultivating our minds through using a mantra in this way, bringing our minds to stillness and to peace. So if danger appears or we feel confused, then at those times we can use that to bring the mind to stillness. So this, when doing this, having belief, conviction, faith, this is very important. And when we have that belief, conviction, and faith, then we recite these mantras, and that is correct. It's not that it's incorrect. And so the heart then can reach peace and stillness, the state of samadhi. So by recollecting this, what we're doing is we're developing the quality of sati, of mindfulness, because that's what mindfulness is, recollection. So recollecting these meditation words or mantras to cultivate our hearts, to bring up peace into our hearts. So for us to reach the level of a deva, we need to practice. We need to practice virtue first. The devas have these qualities of hiri and otapa, the skillful fear and shame of wrongdoing. They have generosity, they have virtue, and bhavana, the cultivation of the mind. So for us to reach that point, then we too need to be cultivating that. We need to have generosity and virtue and meditation as the foundations of our lives. So to meet with that, to reach that point, we need to do that. We need to have hiri and otapa as well. We need to have these good qualities within our hearts for us to be able to reach the true deva and true bodhisattva.
Dear Longpo, thank you for your Dharma talks. Sometimes I have conversations with my elderly parents on the subject of death. I have been given permission from my mother and father that I can take them off life support when there is no hope left for them, recovery. Please, may I ask, is this considered killing your parents? I personally don't think so. I do feel that prolonging someone's life is wrong, selfish, and harmful, and that letting go is better for the person who is dying. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Thank you.
So, as you've said, you've consulted your mother and father first with the situation that if they're old already, then what to do. So it'd be a good idea to record what they say as well. So what their wishes are, you can record them saying that. That if there's a situation where they've been treated medically, they've been given medicine, but that's not helping their situation, well then what do they want in that situation then? That nothing seems to work. And so if they don't want to be treated, then you can record them saying that, that they don't want to be put on life support, they don't want for their life to be prolonged in that way. And so by recording them saying that, then you can allow other people to listen to that as well, and they will be aware of what they wish for. You can also make or get them to write down their wishes that, you know, in this situation, this is how you should act, you should do it like this and this, that I don't want my life to be prolonged, I don't want to be put on life support. And if my brain isn't functioning anymore, then I don't want life support. And so these are examples of what you can do. And then when they've clearly stated their wish, you've recorded that, then you just follow in line with what they wish for. And when you're doing that, then you can feel a sense of ease with what you're doing, because you don't have any intention to harm them. But sometimes other people may say different things and we may start doubting ourselves. And so this precept, Panatipata, what that means is a being that still is breathing and doesn't wish to die. So whether we have the intention to kill them or not, or we don't have the intention, an act of killing a being like that is not good, because all beings love their own lives. But your mother and father, they've already accepted the situation, haven't they? And so by doing this, they're not going to be tortured, because if their life is prolonged, then that can be very painful, very torturous. And so just do what they say instead, their intentions that they've already stated. And you can just slowly let them go. So like slowly reduce the oxygen that they've been given little by little, until they're depending upon their own body, their own ability to take in oxygen. And then when they're not able to carry on anymore, the mind will leave the body and the body will break apart. But there's no papa, there's no evil or bad karma in doing that, because it depends upon your intention. And if the intention that you have is good, then you can follow that. And so follow what your mother and father say, and no need to worry about that. And by not artificially extending their life like this, then it won't be torturous for them either.
Hi, Ajahn. Last year, I had left my job and my family and went on to one of the Buddhist countries to become a monk. And after living there for a couple of months, and I had lost interest in becoming monk and on Buddha's teachings. To regain some hope in Buddha's teachings, kindly suggest some only practicing meditation monasteries in forest region in Thai Kingdom to become monk. Cause reason for asking the other monasteries is because I heard Wat Map Chan does not accept introverts in the Sangha. So your advice will help one life to regain interest back in Buddha's teaching and to enter into Thai Kingdom.
So from what you've described, this shows that you have a lot of faith, and to have given up your family, your work, and then gone to ordain already. But you lost interest and lost faith, and I'm not sure exactly what the reason for that is. I don't know. Perhaps it's because you didn't have enough kanti, enough forbearance, or maybe because your mind was lacking in peace. But something that you should understand first is that to ordain and to only be cultivating samadhi, is that good? Well, it's very good for those people who can do it, for those who have bhairami, who have the spiritual cultivations already, to be able to do that, just staying by themselves, meditating a lot, cultivating a heart of peace, understanding the correct path of practice and following that. But to do that, one does need a lot of accumulated spiritual qualities to be able to pass through all of the obstacles. But in the beginning, one does need to live with a community first, need to know how to enter into a community, to be with a community. So like, you know, you had your family and society, but you've given that up already. Now we come to live in this monastic society, and there's an abbot, there's different dwellings and buildings in the monastery, and so the monks need to also go on alms round, have duties to look after and clean all the various dwellings. It's not the case that all they do is cultivate samadhi. They don't help out in any external way. But if someone really does have good samadhi, then I support them in cultivating that. And they can go off to a secluded branch monastery where they're able to only meditate. But the question is, are they able to actually do that? Or will they just become internally chaotic? Because sometimes we're not there yet. Sometimes we don't have the understanding to be able to do that. We don't understand the Thai language, go off to a branch monastery, we're not able to communicate with anyone there, and not able to understand what people are saying to us, and then the mind gets really agitated, confused, chaotic, and even more so than it was before. Or we may get sick, and because we haven't cultivated the bhairami of helping others out, then the others aren't interested in us. And when this happens, then there's all this agitation in the heart that comes up. And so this sacrifice, being selfless, giving, this is something that's really important. And to give up our selfishness and to be cultivating samaditi, right view. Because it's possible that we may get very lost. I'm just afraid that if you did go off like that, then you wouldn't be able to do that well. So to be able to do that, one does need to have cultivated a lot of right mindfulness first. So for myself, when I came to ordain, that I also had these thoughts of wanting to just go and meditate. Then I went to the monastery and had the duty to study the Vinaya and also learn the standards in the monastery, the ways of practice at that monastery. There was work to do as well. But did all of those activities with mindfulness. And the thing that's important is having a krubajan, is having a great teacher in their dhamma, because they can show us the right path of practice, that this is how we go along that path. But if we're not skilled at that yet, it's possible for us to get lost. For example, we may have cultivated a lot of samadhi, but we get lost along the way. And we may take that samadhi to be marga and pala, to be the paths, the fruitions, and think that maybe we're an arahant already. But this is too much, it's going too far. So our teacher then can pull us back and get us on the right path. They can tell us how we need to come back to the body, for instance, and learn about the body. So when we practice giving up and being selfless, abandoning our selfishness, then this is the path to Margapala and Nibbana. So it's not the case that we only go off and try to cultivate samadhi, because if we try to do that, then this can just give up even more agitation in our minds, and we may not be able to handle it.